Next individual, please.
Item 794, request of Ronald J. Saffold to address council regarding eviction.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, council.
Please have a seat.
It's a privilege to be here to actually meet all of y'all. I loved Oregon, been here 14 years, never had a problem. The reason I am here and my caseworker is that back in 2016, I was wrongfully evicted of my Section 8 voucher, of my Section 8. In Pearl Court, there was a matter of a 24-hour eviction. I was evicted. I woke up to a 24-hour eviction notice stating that I sexual assaulted an elderly lady in 16. I woke up to this 24-hour eviction notice on my door. It's very disturbing. I call it very disturbing. In the report, they stated on June 14th, there was a Portland police report was taken with a model number, in which I am very aware, and the Portland police and I have, when I was living at the parole court, 3 or 4 months before this incident, the police already knew who I was at the time. I did a lineup of some incidents that happened in our building, in which this report, they say they have a Portland police report, don't make sense. As a result of that, I kind of tried to explain this to Section 8, the real matter of me going to court and losing my Section 8 vouchers, because this company, Pearl Court, or IPM is who they are, has been lying to housing authority and telling them one thing, but not telling them the truth of what they took me to court for was the 24-hour eviction notice for a sexual assault to an elderly lady in a wheelchair. It's all about a lady in a wheelchair, nothing else, just a lady in a wheelchair. So then after a while, Section 8, them asked me, and I spoke to them, told them. I had made a way to get in. There was a Detective Shepherd who called me and asked me, told me that they did an investigation of the parole court. And then I turned around and I went and got the background checks, shows that there's nothing on state. I even have the actual desk.
One second, sir. Commissioner Fish.
Mr. Saffold, let me jump in for a second.
Yes.
First of all, ma'am, who do you work for?
I work for TPI. I'm his case manager. I'm just supporting
at
him.
At TPI?
Yes.
Okay. And what I want to make clear here is Mr. Saffold, of course, has the right to come here and to plead his case.
Right.
We obviously thank both of you for taking the time to do it. We actually have no authority on a Section 8 voucher. It's a program, as you know, TPI knows, it's administered by the federal government with Home Forward.
Yes.
Home Forward actually allocates the Section 8 vouchers. So the remedy is an administrative one if he believes it's been unfairly removed. What is the relief that you're asking us to provide?
Well, basically, he feels he was wrongly convicted.
I understand.
Because there was no police report, there's no pictures, there's no nothing, and Pearl Court and them will not talk to me about this case because my job is to house him, and if he has this, then it's going to be impossible for me to house him because I pay for their rent, the deposits, I get them furniture and get the credentials that they need, but it's going to be hard. So I'm here to support him, and we just want to figure out where can we resolve this? Because we don't want this to go on his record. He did not touch the lady, and he needs help to solve this because there is no police reports. There is no, they won't even talk to me. So we just want to figure out why are they saying that he did this if they don't have the right information or the evidence to support his case.
Who won't talk to you?
Hamilton West refuses to talk to me about the situation, and they told us that this is where he has
I'm sorry, Commissioner Fish. Thank you.
Well, so our only authority here is we appoint a number of people to the board of Home Forward, but we don't handle administrative appeals on people's Section 8 vouchers. In the 10 years I've been on council, we've never taken that up. We don't have a procedure. If you believe the police department, the police bureau, has treated you unfairly, then you have recourse to the bureau. If your ultimate concern is the Section 8 voucher, that is Home Forward.
That's not the case. He said he lost his Section 8 through this company that's called IPM and Parole Court. What happened when I say there was a 24-hour eviction notice? Actually, when they took me to court, this was a state charge, not through Home Forward. They took me to court. See, there's two charges. The first charge was a 24-hour eviction notice stating that I did a sexual assault charge. And like I said, I woke up to this. Then they took it to civil court. We took it to civil court. The judge in civil denied the rape charge. They turned around and said, we're going to get you for bad language and all this other stuff.
Okay, can I yes, just ma'am. Ask you to pause for just a moment?
Yes,
and
counsel.
So the normal process that you would use to appeal, what is that process? I'm asking you as a case manager, right? Your role is to house people.
Yes.
And it sounds like you have a caseload of people who are difficult to house anyway, right?
Yes.
So what is your typical process when someone has been evicted or wrongfully evicted without a conviction or without any other factors?
So basically, if they put an application in and we pay for the application fee, if they were denied, then we'll do an appeal letter. And then once we do the appeal letter and then they get denied again, then you can only get denied twice. Then we'll look for another place to house him in.
Right. And you're in that process now? Or where are we now? I mean, are you housed today?
No, ma'am. I'm currently at the Clark
He's at
Center
the shelter.
Right now. I'm actually in the shelter because the way that I look at it, and we have looked in to try to get into housing, the way they say on my background check is that
this is
the problem.
As Commissioner Fish said, this is not the body that we can do this in, but let me encourage you to go to my office, which is just across the hall. Mm-hmm. Leave your information with my staff, and I'll be happy to talk to you outside of this process to see if there's some advice that we can provide that will help you address this issue.
Yes,
okay, I understand that you didn't understand what the process would be, and you're just looking for help.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Let's see if we can
yes,
help.
Yes, we
you.
Are.
Then we can get the arresting officers.
All I know is
yes.
I don't have enough information to tell you what the help
you.
Could be, but I'm willing to talk to you.
I woke up. Not being funny, just being a black man in society, when
this.
You get accused of raping elderly, not being funny, white woman, and it's hard, and that weighs on you, and that can be on his record, and he probably have to get registered for a set. And this is something that he did not do, so he is.
Well, he's lucky to have you as an advocate.
Fighting for 3 years.
Sure, but I think you've got an invitation from a commissioner to do some work. There's two issues. One is the eviction, and two is continuing to have a Section 8 voucher, which the Home Forward administers. And so I'm sure the commissioner will look at both issues. And talk to the mayor if necessary, because the mayor has the direct liaison role with Home Forward. So thank you both for joining us
today.
You're
welcome.
And I'm so sorry you're having this experience, and I hope that we're able to help you navigate the system, because it's hard to navigate from this side of the building.
Yes, ma'am.
So I can imagine what it's like on that side of the building.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a good day.
Yes, thank you.
Commissioner, Tia from my office will work with you on that as well to coordinate whatever we need to do on our side.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming.
Nice to meet you. Thank you. Next individual, please.